How the Dinosaur Got His Shoes. Written by Johnny Prynne, illustrated by Hannah Hutchins, translated by Leah Schulze, accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. People have always wondered why they find piles of shoes wherever they find dinosaur bones. The truth is that all dinosaurs used to wear shoes. All of them, that is, except Terence Rex. It wasn't that Terence didn't want to wear shoes. Without them, he was always treading on thistles or stubbing his toes on rocks, or leaving footprints everywhere so that the other dinosaurs knew it must be him who had stolen the biscuits. It was just that he could never find any shoes that were quite right. But after one particularly sore feet, stubby toe sort of morning, Terence decided that enough was enough. He set off to find the perfect pair of Schuhe. It wasn't long before Terence found a dinosaur twirling around in a pair of pink ballet shoes.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello. Ich heiße Steg, said the other dinosaur.
Could I try on your pink Schuhe?
Asked Terence.
Yeah, of course you can try on my rosa Schuhe, said Steg.
Terence put on the rosa Schuhe and started to dance with joy. He whirled and twirled and leapt through the air. Right onto a prickly thistle.
Ouch!
Cried Terence.
Die rosa Schuhe were just too thin.
No, these aren't right. But I can't expect to find the right Schuhe after trying on just one pair. Thank you, Steg. Goodbye.
The next dinosaurier Terence met was wearing sparkling white Disco Schuhe.
Hallo, wie heißt du?
Said Terence.
Ich heiße Trish, said the dinosaurier.
Could I try on your white Schuhe?
Yeah, of course, said Trish.
Terence popped on the weißen Schuhe and looked down at his feet. But the weißen Schuhe sparkled and shone and made his eyes hurt.
Nein, these Schuhe aren't quite right either, said Terence. But I've only tried on one, two pairs. Danke, Trish. Tschüss.
Terence walked on until he met a dinosaurier as tall as the trees, wearing red high-heeled Schuhe.
Hallo! Terence shouted up to her. Wie heißt du?
Ich heiße Bridget, said the tall dinosaurier.
Terence told Bridget about his search for Schuhen. When he asked her, she kicked off her red Schuhe for him to try. He climbed into die roten Schuhe. but they were so tall. He wibbled and wobbled and fell right on his bottom.
Nein, these shoes aren't right either. But I've only tried on ein, zwei, drei pairs. Danke, Bridget. Tschüss.
Terence left the forest and found a pair of dinosaurier in shiny black tap shoes, bashing their heads together.
Hallo, ich heiße Crash,
said the first Dinosaurier.
Und ich heiße Wallop,
said the second.
Could I try on your black shoe?
Asked Terence. Wallop gave Terence his schwarzen Schuhe. But when Terence tried them on, all the tipping and tapping gave him a terrible headache.
Oh, nein! These aren't right. But I've only tried on ein, zwei, drei, vier pairs. Maybe I'll find the right Schuhe at the watering hole.
There were lots of dinosaurier at the watering hole, and lots of Schuhe to try on. Das Paar Schuhe number 5 were green trainers. But die grünen Schuhe were too sporty. Das Paar Schuhe number 6 were orange football boots. But die orangen Schuhe were too smelly. Das Paar Schuhe Nummer 7 were big purple boots. But die lila Schuhe were too heavy. Das Paar Schuhe Nummer 8 were yellow wellies. But die gelben Schuhe were too dinosaurier-dungy.
I've tried on ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht Paar Schuhe. And none of them have been right, said Terence.
Just then a flying dinosaurier wearing blue shoes with wheels on the bottom landed beside him.
Hello,
said the flying dinosaurier when she saw Terence.
Ich heiße Penny. Pleased to meet you.
Hallo, said Terence. Could I try on your blauen Schuhe?
Ja, of course, said Penny.
These blauen Schuhe are great,
said Terence, whizzing around.
I wonder where I can get a pair.
He wailed, rolling down the hill and crashing into a tree trunk.
It's hopeless, Terence cried. I've tried on ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. Paar Schuhe now, and not one of them has been right. I'm going to have sore feet and stub toes forever.
Actually, there is one more Paar Schuhe for you to try,
said a voice from the bushes. There was a rustling, and Bridget appeared, followed by all the other dinosaurian Terence had met that day.
"We all had so much fun watching you try on our Schuhe that we wanted to say danke," said Steg. "So we bought you a present."
Penny swooped down next to them, carrying a large box. Terence opened the box. Inside, he found a pair of fancy brown Schuhe. They weren't too thin, or too shiny, or too smelly, or too loud, or too dirty. And they were just his size.
"Danke,"
said Terence, putting on the braunen Schuhe.
"I've tried on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Paar Schuhe now. And these ones are perfect."
And although he did have a little trouble with the laces from time to time, Terence Rex never had sore feet or stub toes ever again. All thanks to his braunen Schuhe. Glossary. 8. Blau, blue. Braun, brown. Danke, thank you. Der Dinosaurier, dinosaur. 3, 3. 1, 1. 5, 5. Gelb, yellow. Grün, green. Hallo, hello. Ich heiße, my name is. Ja, yes. Lila, purple. 9, no. 9, 9. Die Nummer, number. Orange, orange. Das Paar, pair. Rosa, pink. Rot, red. Die Schuhe, shoes. Schwarz, black. 6, 6. 7, 7. Tschüss, goodbye. 4, 4. Weiß, white. Wie heißt du? What's your name? 10, 10. 2, 2.